The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, the Delta variant is surging across the southern United States, with hospitalization numbers in Florida and Louisiana reaching peak levels since the beginning of the pandemic. Elsewhere, an investigation into the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has found that he sexually harassed multiple women in his employ. Joining me now for an update on all things stateside is Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio in New York. Good morning, Terry.
And good morning.
Can we start with the Delta variant? Because just at the point that we thought we were getting out, it seems to be dragging us back in. Florida is coming under huge pressure across the hospital system. Likewise, Louisiana, people in the hospital system there are saying that they may not be able to cope.
Right. I mean, it seems to be primarily in the southeastern part of the United States, as you said, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Florida, Texas. But it's also being spread elsewhere in the country. For example, on Long Island, just outside of New York City, if you're not vaccinated right now, it's rated that you're very likely going to be able to get it.
Sorry, you broke up there for a bit, Terry. There's the usual thing, of course, of this now starting to divide down political lines as well. Because on the one hand, you have Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, who we will speak about more in a second, recommending that businesses don't allow customers in unless they're wearing masks. On the other, Ron DeSantis, Governor of Florida, is legislating for the exact opposite, preventing businesses requiring masks.
Right. And in fact, President Biden yesterday told Republican governors either, you know, help us with the vaccinations or get out of the way. But absolutely, it's a very political thing. And that's where the frustration is and some of the confusion is among American citizens, because those who have been vaccinated, those who've been wearing masks when asked to for the past year and a half, are now upset that they have to go back to wearing a mask, or they have to go back to worrying about picking up the variant and spreading it. Now, again, we have breakthrough cases. To put it in context, it is very small. It's 0.08% of those who have been vaccinated in the United States have been picking up and being able to spread the variant, the Delta variant. But the concern is that it is so much easier to spread. Those who are vaccinated can spread it. And also, it appears to be more dangerous than the original variant.
And in that context, Terry, you would have thought that this is the last thing, as a vaccine program was beginning to stagnate slightly anyway and lose elements of momentum. Now there's enough question among people to say, well, why get it if I can still get it, and why get vaccinated if I can still contract it? And it's becoming a culture war.
It absolutely becoming a culture war. And yes, and that is part of the thinking of those who are anti-vaxxers or who are making a political statement not to give the president a quote-unquote win on this. Now, the one thing that we are seeing, though, is that Republicans who have been hesitant about getting the vaccine or talking about getting the vaccine have started to do so. This has been called a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and it is hitting extremely hard those parts of the country that tend to lean Republican. Now, it's not only Republicans who haven't been vaccinated. It is Black Americans who tend to have a distrust of the medical system going back to through their history, that they have also been the target of experiments. It's also young people who seem to feel that they are bulletproof and they don't need to get it. So right now it's a big problem in getting college students vaccinated before they're scheduled to go back at the end of the month.
In the context of that, Terry, how can somebody who has proven to have such political nous as Barack Obama be so tin in the ear as to say this is the time to have 500 people gather for my 60th birthday?
That is the question. Now, again, the news this morning is that it has been canceled, that he's going to scrap it, and it's going to be a much lower thing with just close family. But you're right, because again, how it's tin ear, whether you call it, whether you tone deaf is another way we say it here. It's like, not too far away from where Martha's Vineyard, where off the coast of Massachusetts, where he was going to have the party in Provincetown, there was a major outbreak over the 4th of July holiday in which you know, upwards of 700 people came up with the Delta variant. Now, again, no one has died. Hospitalizations were very few. But again, as Americans are slowly starting to get into normal, but doing it very cautiously, just having 700 people on your front lawn was extremely tone deaf.
And having them in, particularly given where your front lawn is, at the point when your Democratic successor is trying to win over the working class rust belt, you decide to publicly have a party in the epicenter of the Northeastern elites.
Absolutely. So it gave the impression that there are two rules, one for us and then one for everyone else. And as you said, tin ear, tone deaf, evidently someone got to the former president and the party has now been canceled or low-keyed.
It is, of course, Terry, only one. It's relatively minor misjudgment when you look by comparison at the other Democrat who is finding themselves in really significant hot water, which is the governor of New York, who's the subject of a recent report that finds him now guilty. I need to be careful around the term because he's not criminally guilty, but the report finds that he sexually harassed a number of women in his employ.
11 women, to be exact. Now, the report by New York Attorney General Letitia James was released yesterday, and the charges are pretty significant. Cuomo has been trying to play this down that, hey, it's a cultural thing. He's Italian. We're very touchy-feely. It's a generational thing where he didn't think anything wrong of touching a woman or kissing a woman. But the accusations in this report go way beyond that. One of the things that we did learn yesterday that we didn't know about this, because a lot of the women came forward in the media to talk about their experiences with Cuomo, was that he arranged to get a female state trooper put on his security detail and then would abuse her or harass her, including inappropriate touching. And then she made a report. That seems to be the nail in the coffin. Cuomo has lost almost all support from everyone from President Biden to the New York senators to the New York congressional delegation. But he is fighting this. He says he's not going to resign. He's going to try to bully his way through it.
It's an extraordinary fall from grace, though, because if we cast our mind back to the start of the pandemic, Cuomo was seen not only to have been masterful in the early stages of how he responded to the COVID crisis in New York, but he was being not only mooted as a possible future Democratic presidential candidate, he was being repeatedly asked publicly if he was willing to become a future Democratic candidate. To go from there in a little over a year to the point where the current sitting president is saying you should resign, that's quite the collapse, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The thing with Cuomo is that he, throughout his career, he was his father. His father, Mario Cuomo, was a governor of New York before that. And when he first got out of college, Andrew, was his campaign manager. He has been known to be a bully. So at this point where he needs friends, he has no one now to help support him except for his inner circle. He has burned so many bridges. He is extremely disliked in the political system because, again, he takes credit for things that other people do. He will steamroll the people. So right now he has no allies. But again, going back to last year, his TV briefings were appointment viewing because they were clear, they were concise. He laid out the facts. He told people what needed to be done. And there was also talk of him pushing Joe Biden off the Democratic ticket last year on the strength of his TV performances, which he actually won an Emmy for.
Terry Sheridan, in conclusion, the one big question, of course, in respect of Cuomo is whether or not this report will find itself converting into criminal charges. What's your betting?
My betting is yes, especially with the case of the state trooper. And it would be local charges. It wouldn't be state charges. It would be local charges in the county of Albany, where the state capital is.
Well, we will keep our eyes peeled to see if it happens. Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio in New York. Thank you so much.